In many ways, immigration has become the defining issue of the Trump presidency. Supporters embrace the president's tough stance and push for a border wall. Critics say the approach is inhumane. Anthropologist Jason DeLeon directs the Undocumented Migration Project, a long-term study of clandestine border crossing. DeLeon says his research is a reminder that America's immigration policy predates Trump. DeLeon will speak Thursday at ISU. He'll focus on a U.S. border strategy called Prevention Through Deterrence that began in the mid-1990s. It funneled migrants away from the urban ports of entry to more dangerous, depopulated terrain. In this sound, Ryan Denham reports, DeLeon says the goal was to slow migrants down.
Over the last 20 years, it hasn't really slowed people down, but it has killed thousands of people and led to millions of people attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border through these really hidden, inhospitable landscapes. And so the talk will focus on this policy, how it impacts migrants, on a daily basis. And the last part of the talk will really focus in on the casualties that have been the direct result of this policy. One of the arguments that I make in the talk and in my recent book, The Land of Open Graves, is that the thousands of people who have died while crossing the U.S.-Mexico border are by no means an unintended consequence of a policy. They are the direct result of a policy that formally recognizes that prevention through deterrence will in fact inflict quite a bit of harm. And so my argument is that this is something that we've been knowingly doing for a long time. We don't need a border wall because we've been using the Arizona desert and the South Texas backwoods as walls for two decades. And the things that happens to migrants in the desert are brutal and horrific and have long, far-reaching, violent repercussions for both the living and for the dead.
Yeah, and I've read that your research also gets into that. It also explores what happens to the bodies of migrants who die in the desert. Can you talk about that and why that is significant?
Well, one of the things that we, as researchers with the Undocumented Migration Project, try to argue is that the thousands of people that we have recovered in places like Arizona do not represent the actual number of people who have died while crossing the desert. There is good forensic evidence from experiments that we've done in the desert using pigs as proxies for the human body to document how fast these corpses decompose. There's very strong evidence to suggest that many people die in the Arizona desert and get ripped apart by carrion feeders like turkey vultures. And the extreme environmental conditions also do a very good job of breaking down a human body. And so we argue that there are probably many, many more folks who will never be recovered because they've died in remote areas and their corpses have been completely destroyed by the natural environment.
And you talk about prevention through deterrence as a policy dating back to the mid-90s under, at that point, a Democratic president, Bill Clinton. Prior to that, what was the general U.S. border strategy? How different was it from prevention through deterrence?
Prior to about 1993, border crossings used to be fairly out in the open. So if you go to a place like downtown San Ysidro or El Paso and you waited till dusk, people would amass on the Mexican side of the border, wait for it to get dark, and then just overwhelm the fence. And there wouldn't be enough Border Patrol agents to catch all the people who were hopping over the fence. And by crossing in these urban ports of entry, folks were able to then hop the fence, and if they could escape Border Patrol, they could blend in with the local population. And that was something that local politicians and the Border Patrol, especially in El Paso, were getting quite a bit of grief from. And there's a very interesting story written by a sociologist named Peter Andreas in a book called Blockading the Border. And he talks about how in the 1990s, Bowie High School in El Paso, Texas, was right on the U.S.-Mexico border. And students were getting very upset because the Border Patrol was coming onto campus and harassing students who they thought were undocumented border crossers because people were hopping the fence onto campus and running across the school. And so prevention through deterrence was partly a response to local folks in El Paso who were tired of being racially profiled by the Border Patrol. And so then the Border Patrol idea was, okay, maybe we can make it impossible for them to cross in these urban ports of entry where it's also quite unsightly politically. I mean, the rhetoric of the border being overwhelmed by border crossers was something that folks like Pete Wilson, the governor of California at the time, were using in their political campaigns to argue for more intensified border security. But all prevention through deterrence did was make that thing that was once visible highly invisible. It didn't stop people. It just deflected them towards places where there would be no cameras and there would be no people to see what was happening.
That's Jason DeLeon, a professor at the University of Michigan. He'll visit Illinois State University on February 20th to deliver the Robert G. Bone Distinguished Lecture. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can learn more about DeLeon's anthropological study at undocumentedmigrationproject.com.